There is seemingly an endless array of charities asking for our support and your money, but not many of them can actually literally save your life. That's why this week Surf Life Saving Queensland has issued an SOS, not save our souls, but support our savers. Consider this. Last summer, the state's volunteer surf lifesavers, they rescued more than 1,100 who got into trouble here in Queensland. Imagine for a moment what would happen if they weren't there, keeping an eye on us, keeping an eye on you, keeping an eye on our kids, grandkids, at the beach. John Brennan is the CEO of Surf Life Saving Queensland. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are we?
Very well. How heavily do the surf lifesavers rely on charitable donations to be able to do the work they do?
Oh, look, they do. I mean, there's many ways to raise money for the club, different avenues, but the Appeal Week is still very traditional in our organisation. It's a chance where they can go out, rattle the tins at shopping centres and houses and everything, just to raise that extra money. Because, I mean, to put up a trial on the beach to maintain that gear, each club, it's about $60,000 just to maintain that gear. But as you mentioned, saves over 1,000 lives per year. So, And a number of these clubs have multiple beaches that they've got to look after. So, yeah, the costs keep going up.
What about to train the nippers and the young lifesavers coming through? What type of cost are we talking there?
Yeah, I mean, then you're looking about $1,000 a person because, I mean, for us as an organisation to keep training the best, it does come at a cost because we want to make sure that they are at the cutting edge of their training and their performance to ensure that when a rescue or a first aid is, whatever it may be, they are ready. And it's great. They're some of the best we've got in the world sitting on our Queensland beaches, but unfortunately, again, comes at a cost. Yes, we do help them a lot, but, I mean, any money they can raise through activities like SOS Week will only enhance and provide more professional development and training to our members.
All right, well, let's talk numbers, not monetary, but let's talk numbers here about how many we've got around the state, how many patrols, how many rescues have happened, say, over the last 12 months.
Yeah, I mean, if you look, there's 58 clubs across Queensland, from the far north in Queensland right down to our border at Rainbow Bay. I mean, a membership of just under 33,000 members. So very strong, youngest being 5. And probably the oldest being into their 90s, so a very broad range. But and each of those people still give to their organisation somehow, which is fabulous for this organisation. As you mentioned, 1,100 people were saved last year, so that's actually rescue. So that's people that were physically rescued that after their day at the beach got to go home with loved ones.
Not only the rescues, is it, John? I mean, first aid comes into it as well.
Just under 25,000 first aid, and that includes some very difficult resuscitation cases, which includes the defibs. Yes, some of those people are going to go via hospital for a few days. But, yeah, that's over 25,000. But that number there and the preventative actions of almost 80,000, we could get to those people before they actually got into trouble because they're the ones that are swimming outside the flagged area. So that's why we need continuous equipment like ATVs, four drives, boats, to basically patrol those out of areas outside the flagged areas because that's where predominantly most of these people are getting into trouble. So with that and that 1,100, that's 1,100 people that our lifesavers on Queensland beaches have saved in the last 12 months.
Yeah, fantastic work that they do. Now, rattling the tins this week, in fact, you're coming around door-to-door, yeah?
Yeah, around the door-to-door, and some clubs will start that early in the week. In the CBD, some 25 locations in the city here on Wednesday morning, Lifesavers will be selling the SOS pins for $5. So if you're asked, please consider. Then predominantly next Saturday is the door knock. And look, any denomination will help. Any coin, colour, doesn't really matter. And I think the other thing, which is good, if the people of Queensland would love to, is just to say thank you to that lifesaver. Because, I mean, coin and the money means a lot, but even that thank you to the lifesaver, a shake of hand, goes a long way because They're everyday people from all over Queensland providing a service to the people in Queensland.
No excuse either to say you don't have any cash or coins on you this time round, is there?
That's right, because we've got the old tap and go. So we're moving into the 21st century, so not everyone will have it, but we've definitely moved forward, and there'll be a number of tap and go machines that you can just pull out the card if you've got it available, and amongst everything else you've got pressures to pay for, that you might put a tapper, tap it and give $2. And that $2 will go a long way to helping our club members across Queensland.
Good on you, John. Appreciate you coming on the show today, and appreciate the work that the Lifesavers do here in Queensland. It's SOS Week. That's right. Support our savers. That was the CEO of Surf Life Saving Queensland, John Brennan.